pranayama. Prana, prana means one which gives the life to us. In Upanishad, it says, prana vai jeshtascha shrestascha, shrestascha. Prana, prana is the jeshta, highest for our life and the best. The person who is very dull, there is no luster in that person's face. A person, if you look at a dead person, there is no glow in the person's face. There is, everything is there, same body, but there is no luster. Luster has gone. A person, it's maybe that, other people, some people, they do not have any luster in their face. Very dull face. There is no glow in the face. And when you see that person, you don't feel like interacting with that person. That the difference between the person who is having the bubbling with energy and that person, the prana has diminished in that person. The person who is very bubbling with joy, the prana has gone up. Prana is very high. The prana, prana, pranayama helps in improving the luster in the body. If you are the person having a very dull face, that's an indication that that person has a very weak prana. If you shake that person's hand, for example, you will also become that energy, dull energy will come to you. And that's why in the tradition, try not to shake hands with each and every one. We think it is a courtesy, but when you are doing, you are taking that person's energy also. Person is very dull and no energy. If you shake that person's hand, you also become very energy. And so, weak in energy, your energy goes down. And like hospitals, if they are interacting with many patients, sick patients, if their doctors are interacting with them, they themselves fall sick. To prevent not falling sick, they take various medication, immunization, so that their energy is higher. Still, they fall sick. In yoga, it says, you have to build up your energy. When dealing with the society, you come across people of various energy levels. You have to have such a energy, you should not get affected by the people with low energy. You should not fall sick. Otherwise, if my energy itself is low, my prana itself is low, if I move around in the society, my energy further diminishes, I fall sick very often. People who are taking intoxicants, alcohol, through that one, my energy level goes down. Those who smoke, take drugs, their energy level goes down. Try, stay away from those ones, intoxicants, alcohol, stay away from cigarettes or drugs. They pull your energy down. And try to avoid fizzy drinks, Coke, or that of any fizzy drinks you get it in the market. When you take, it is nothing but a carbonated drink. Carbon dioxide is pumped into that water and you're drinking. Purpose of pranayama is to release the toxins, carbon dioxide from the system. Whereas in the fizzy drink, it's nothing but carbonated water. You take that one, it is a counterproductive. It is adding toxins into the body. Pranayama, you are doing the pranayama to release the carbon dioxide from the system so that more oxygen you can take. Try to stay away from the fizzy drink, intoxicants and alcohols, and so that our energy level is always high. And pranayama, that pra, last week I mentioned, pra means prakrishta, na means bala. One which gives us a special strength to us is called as pranayama. The food we think taking a very nutritious food, lot of protein will give the strength. It says the best strength you get that one through pranayama. Pranayama, do the pranayama, you will remain healthy. Pranayama and also your eyesight. When the pranayama goes down, the prana's effects are, when the prana goes down, your hearing gets impaired. Eyesight becomes weak. Nerve starts trembling. These are the indications. And in the yoga nidra process, I touched upon the various centers. When the prana starts going down, the trembling in the legs or even the arthritic condition, it is because of the weak prana. The circulation has become very weak. So when the circulation, that is vyana, is very weak, we get joint pain. Joints are not moving properly. It's arthritic condition, nerve problem, eyesight, and my digestion. Digestion also, it's because of the weak prana. These are the indications. Doing the pranayama, you remain healthy through your life. And it says you live for long time. The best companion we need for the long life is prana. Prana is when a person has died, we say the prana has left. The prana in this person has left. The prana, which is the source of our life force. The pranayama helps in enriching the life force in us. We will do the pranayama today we will do Nadi Shodhana Pranayamas. The main purpose is to check whether our carburetor is working properly. In the automobile, if the carburetor is not working properly, it is choked, the engine runs very badly. It's a fuel efficiency is very low, energy strength is very low. The carburetor for the body is this one, air channel. This should be clear. There is no blockage. Make sure that its airways are open. There is no blockage, and when that is clear, we will do other Bhastrika Pranayama and Brahmari we will do. Left thumb and index finger together. Bend your right forefinger, middle finger. Keep your back straight. Complete exhale through the left nostril. Use your thumb and ring fingers for closing right and left nostril. Release all the carbon dioxide from the lungs. Inhale through left. Keep your back straight. Take the oxygen as much as you can. Close your left nostril. Complete exhale. Try to release all the toxins from the system. Inhale through right. Exhale through left. Inhale through left. Exhale through right. Inhale through right. Exhale through left. Inhale through left. Exhale through right. Inhale through right. Exhale through left. Bring your hands down. We'll do Bhastrika. Now, while doing Bhastrika, feel the sensation in the throat. Try to open your airways here. See whether extra pressure is applied. People with thyroid, they find this one beneficial. activates the Vishuddhi chakra. Like, you feel the sensation here. When I say so, inhale, hum, exhale. So, inhale, hum, exhale. So, hum. 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 So, hum.